Leave Spicy alone. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I thought Sean Spicer's cameo at the Emmys was pretty funny. He pushed his podium across the stage, Saturday Night Live style, certified to Stephen Colbert that this was indeed the biggest Emmy audience ever.
This will be the largest audience to witness an Emmys, period.
Wow, that really soothes my fragile ego.
A clear swipe at the president, which is why I was shocked when I saw this headline. Quote, angry viewers are in no mood to laugh at Sean Spicer's Emmy jokes. That was the headline from the anti-Trump Huffington Post. The story quoted various tweets from anti-Trumpers accusing Spicer and Colbert of conspiring to normalize lying. Sean Spicer lied for months and now he's up there on the Emmy stage, said one tweet. Well, okay, but he was on your side, guys. This is the former press secretary, not even 2 months out of office, ridiculing his former boss. If anybody should be angry with Spicer, it's Trump's true believers. Because Spicer was basically saying, hey guys, joke's on you, next time believe the pictures. And the joke got even better the next day when the ratings had the Emmy broadcast tied for the lowest numbers ever. And let's not forget the end of the bit.
Melissa McCarthy, everybody, give it up.
Colbert calls him Melissa McCarthy. So Spicer was, in fact, impersonating his impersonator. That's three levels of ridicule in a single joke, which I think makes it, without a doubt, the funniest joke, period.
Period.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.